Good morning. This is Gemma Pepper with you on Hunter Valley Today. Now, last week we saw a horse in Newcastle confirmed with the Hendra virus. Now, according to CSIRO research, it is a new type of Hendra, I guess a Hendra variant. And to chat a bit about this is CSIRO's Hendra expert, Dr. Kim Halpin. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
So I guess what I want to know is, what's the difference between Hendra and this new Hendra strain that we're seeing?
So these viruses are very, very closely related. They differ slightly in the genetic makeup of them. So we believe they will behave in the same way once they're in a horse, and we've already seen two horses die from this virus. One that went back to 2015 in Queensland, and the one that you just mentioned earlier in and around near Newcastle. Mm. So, yeah, we think it's probably quite similar. The virus will behave quite similarly.
And so I guess, will it be then the same side effects, the same level of transmission as well?
At this stage, we think so. I guess there's more research work that can be done in that space, but at the moment we would be saying they're behaving quite similarly.
And I guess as well, here in the Upper Hunter, it's pretty much with the horse capital, and, you know, this disease was dubbed the furthest it has come north, which is huge for our racing and horse industry up here. Is there a cause of concern at the moment with this new strain?
Well, we have seen, so the original Hendra virus has come as far south as the Upper Hunter, and then this new variant has come as far south as Newcastle. So that is heading further and further south. Mm. And I guess it's a really timely reminder that if there's flying foxes in your area, regardless of the species of flying fox, we need to be aware and try to minimise an opportunity for your horse to come in contact with that flying fox, and to, yeah, if you're in areas like that, horses should be vaccinated with the Hendra virus vaccine, which is highly effective.
And now, I guess, just on the vaccine, will this new strain also work with the vaccine that already exists?
We believe it will. We've done some preliminary tests with serum that's come from vaccinated horses, and that serum has been able to neutralise this new virus in a cell culture system. So we think those antibodies are going to be effective against the new variant.
And I guess just finally then, what should horse owners keep an eye out for? So it is still in a way the same side effects. So what's the best thing they should do going forward?
So the signs that they can look out for, usually we see a very rapid onset of illness with horses that have Hendra virus. They might have a fever or increased heart rate. They might be a little bit depressed. And then we see the rapid deterioration with either respiratory or nervous signs. So respiratory signs can be things like difficulty breathing, rapid breathing, maybe some nasal discharge. And then the nervous signs are things like being unsteady on their feet, maybe an apparent loss of vision in their eyes, a bit of aimless walking, head tilting and muscle twitching. So, yeah, I guess if your horse were to have any of those symptoms, the best thing you can do is to call your vet to come and have a look, and they would take samples and you would get testing done as soon as possible.
And do we know also, just finally, sorry, do we know as of yet whether this new strain is still transmissible to humans as well?
We don't know that, but I think you would have to assume that it's quite possible given that the viruses are so closely related. Mm. And we've seen, you know, the presentation of similar signs in horses, whether it be the first variant or the second variant. So I'd be very cautious if you're a human potentially coming in contact. I mean, you're not going to know which variant it is, so
yeah.
You'd take, you know, be super cautious and wash your hands regularly, use personal protective equipment when you're handling sick horses, and then clean and disinfect equipment that's been in contact with
Absolutely.
Any sick horse.
Kim, thank you for your time with me this morning.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you. I appreciate you taking the time out of your day to chat a bit about it.